The series of podcasts by my students in my Christian Latin class continues now with Brendan Boston, who has a go at some iambic verse in the preface to Prudentius' Psychomachia, and tells the story about Abraham's liberation of Lot and the interesting interpretation that Prudentius puts on it.
Allegorical interpretation views the text of the Bible as containing a meaning in addition to the surface narrative. It assumes that the text of the Bible is itself a harmonious work, speaking as it were with one voice. Reading the Bible in this light carries also the understanding that the text is continually relevant in the lives of believers. This relevance comes from an understanding of the text as divinely inspired, the preeminent source for religious wisdom. Prudentius makes this same assumption in the composition of the whole of the Psychomachia, but it is particularly apparent in his discussion of the story of Abraham in the preface. Prudentius gives only passing mention to the more famous part of the story, the conception and birth of Abraham's son Isaac, and his attempted sacrifice. Instead, he focuses on the events of Genesis chapter 14, verses 11 to 20, Abraham's defeat of the four eastern kings allied against Sodom and Gomorrah, helped only by 318 of his own retainers and servants, his liberation of his nephew Lot from captivity, and his meeting with the priest king of Jerusalem, Melchizedek, who blesses Abraham after the victory and brings him food and wine. Lot was a prisoner of war, captured when the allied forces of Sodom and Gomorrah were defeated by the four eastern kings. At the beginning of the section I will read, Abraham liberates Lot along with a large collection of other plunder. Abraham breaks the chains and Lot can once again hold his unburdened head high. Having freed Lot, Abraham returns triumphant from the battle. Then the priest King Melchizedek provides Abraham with heavenly food, while Abraham is still fresh from the slaughter of the enemy. Prudentius draws from this episode a particular allegorical meaning, which he explains in this passage and shortly afterwards. Lot is to be understood as the body of the ordinary Christian, enslaved by the forces of lust, as Lot was enslaved by the four eastern kings. Abraham represents the reader, who needs the help of Christ as Abraham needed the help of an army of 318. As Prudentius hints, the number 318 was interpreted by allegorists as a mystical prefiguration of Christ, spelled in Greek letters Yoda, Eta, Tau. 318 spells the first two letters of Jesus' name, then the cross is represented by the letter Tau. But this is only part of the meaning Prudentius draws from the biblical story. Included within this interpretation is a meditation on Eucharistic theology. One does not rely on faith and virtue alone, but also on the spiritual support provided through the Eucharist. Prudentius chooses to present Abraham's meeting with Melchizedek, who gives them, in his telling, heavenly food, in Genesis, bread and wine. For Prudentius, Melchizedek is a prefiguration of Christ, not only in his offering of food, but in the mystery surrounding his origins. Virtually all persons mentioned in the Hebrew Bible are introduced by their own names and the names of their fathers. Unusually, Melchizedek's father is not named. A coincidence, perhaps, but Prudentius seizes on this detail of Melchizedek's mysterious parentage to drive home the allegorical link with Christ, whose parentage is, of course, the central mystery of the faith. This linkage becomes most clear at the end of the preface, in which Christ is described as being born of a father unutterable, bringing food for the blessed victors. Prudentius' message is clear. Faith and virtue can work to free the struggling Christian, but Christ, through the Eucharist, provides the needed sustenance, the support to finally break the chains of vice. While in some ways counterintuitive, this understanding of Genesis is an interesting example of the allegorical interpretation of the Hebrew Bible current in Prudentius' day. He broke the chains and liberated the plunder, gold, girls and boys, jewelry, troops of horses, vessels, clothing, heifers. Lot himself, released by the breaking of his bonds, lifts his chain-worn neck, a free man. Abram, banisher of the enemy's triumph, returns famous, having saved his brother's son, so that the power of evil should not hold any descendant of the faithful race. The priest gave to the man, fresh from such slaughter, heavenly food, the priest of God, king and most powerful, Melchizedek, whose origin from an untold source, from what stock, from which forefathers, is a secret setting forth no author of itself, but is known to God alone.
Frangit catenas, et rapinam liberat, aurum puellas, parvulos monilia, creges equarum, vassa vestem buculas, lot ipse ruptis expeditus nexibus, atrita bacis, colla liber erigit, abram triumpi, dissipatur hostici, reddit recepta, prole fratris inclutus, nequam fidelis sanguinis prosapiam, vis pessimorum possite ret principum, ad huc recentem caede de tanta virum, donat sacertos ferculis caelestibus, de isacertos rex et idem praepotens, origo quius fontine narrabili, secreta nullum prodit auctorem sui, Melchisedech, qua stirpe quis maioribus, ignotus unicognitus tantum Deo.